Hey guys, it's your boy King Kelechi, and you are listening to Anime's Most Wanted podcast, part of Ginyu Talk Network, presented by G4, Nyx, Art Rogue Mel, and yours truly. A&W is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode.
I'm glad we're back and we're starting out with a new segment in our reviewing how do you say shenanigans, and I call it I'm trying to come up with a catchy name for it. And first I thought like what you're reading, but then I saw that someone had that already, and I was like, and then I was like, what is funny and what memes I see going around about manga readers versus anime readers. I mean, anime watchers. And I remember that meme with the people from what was it called again? Oh my god, now I can't remember. With the two black kids, that cartoon. Oh my god, and now I can't remember the name of the cartoon, and that's
we would probably come up with something interesting.
At the moment where I'm going with Reed Ninja Reed.
Nice.
I will show you the meme later, Dave. People who know the meme will know. I've cleaned up the meme because they use another word in the middle, but I put ninja because it just sounds it's cleaner. But by, you know, the third or the fourth installment of this, of our recordings, we might have we would have come up with a better name, or we would stay with this. Doesn't matter. But we're here now and we're reviewing volume one of Gachiakuta. See, I got better. When me and Diego were talking about reviewing this anime, I could barely say the name. I could barely say the name of the manga.
It has a weird name, to be honest. I don't think there's any translation right now as of now.
I haven't seen it either. Like everywhere I look up the thing, is at the moment it's still saying like, you know, Gachiakuta. So.
And kind of because it's like a mainstream, not a mainstream series, like the contrary. I just a quick introduction of this series or how we came up to it. I actually started reading this because I'm one of the biggest fans of, this mangaka called Atsushi Okubo, which is the creator of both Soul Eater and Fire Force. And
makes sense. I said makes sense. I had not looked it up until because I wanted to read it fresh without knowing who drew it. Because at times I fall in love with the thing because I know who's drawing it because I know I love their art already.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nope, I'm not reading who wrote it. I'm going to go straight into the first page of the chapter.
I have like two tattoos, one from Fire Force and one from Soul Eater. When he retired, he was like, yeah, this is basically my quote-unquote successor because this new mangaka has like a lot of creativity. This is like a girl mangaka. Like she has this good and interesting weird story. So in a sense, I named her my successor. So go watch and read it. And at that time, there were no translations, sadly. And I remembered it quite some weeks ago. Just like one day before we talked about this. And
It was just meant to be, Diego.
I was surprised with this story. So, that's why we want to talk a little bit here about this.
As it will go, we will be reviewing different types of volumes of different mangas that we're interested in, up and coming ones that like has at least one volume, because I can't read chapter per chapter. That doesn't work for me. And we also might go back to old popular ones that both of us haven't read, or one of us recommends the other one to read. So there will be many manga talks on here also, because we're trying to diversify our podcast portfolio, and me and Diego do love reading mangas. So.
Yeah. I actually prefer manga than anime because it's easier.
Yeah, I'm never going to say that, though, even though I'm a hardcore Berkeley book reader, I do enjoy watching this stuff on screen.
Yeah,
it gives my brain rest.
No, yeah, I think it's pretty cool to watch things animated, but in my world of view, sometimes it's like, yeah, I lose too much time just watching one anime episode, which is like three or four manga chapters. So I prefer to read one long manga from scratch.
I get that. Because you get more. You get more out of your out of the manga. You do.
Yeah.
That's
the only reason I'm caught up to One Piece, because I actually never watched the anime besides like some cool episodes.
I'm going to read this and catch up.
Yeah, so instead of spending 3-4 months or more, I don't know how much you will take to watch
a lot, because I'm only at episode 250.
Yeah, so I ended up like reading the manga, and I got there back when One was starting, I don't know, 3 weeks of reading.
You know what? You might be pushing me to go and open up that manga for One Piece, because I want to be caught up too. But the anime stretches in certain places a bit too long for me. But when I'm crocheting, it's fine, because I'm crocheting and it's on and I'm watching it and I'm crocheting, and so I get like I go through like 10 episodes, and then I get tired of the anime.
Yeah.
And then I don't go back to it for a couple of weeks because I'm already burned out. You know?
Yeah. It's another way to catch up with the stories that have been running. But yeah, coming back to Gachi Akuta.
Yes. So we're going to start this new, programming in our podcast with the review of the first volume of Gachi Akuta.
Yes.
How should we work it? Should we work? We'll do like a short explanation of what it is and a spoiler free review of spoilers.
Yes, I think spoiler free is great. It's good.
And then we can tell people if you want to read it and don't want to be spoiled, you can stop here and then come back, right?
Okay, yep. So first of all, we'll start with a short resume or summary of the story, and then we can talk about first impressions and stuff. So quickly, basically, Gachi Akuta is a story with which we have our male shonen protagonist that lives in this kind of duality city, if you want to call it like that, where we have like the rich people that throw everything around after one use, or like I have a toy, it fell to the ground, let's just trash it. Mm-hmm. And we have the poor people who basically live day to day, and basically they are like oppressed, in my opinion. This guy, even though he's in the poor side, he's kind of a weirdo because he likes to keep and to sell, like to recycle stuff from trash. And so basically some stuff happens. He ends up being framed for a crime that he did not commit. And the punishment here in this world for people who commit crime is they are basically thrown down the like a huge precipice or like
I would call it an abyss maybe or black hole. Yeah.
Maybe like an abyss where they threw all the trash down.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to deal with it. And
it's kind of like a big old trash chute.
Yeah, it's like kind of like, yeah, we don't want to deal with trash. Let's just throw it down like this abyss and it's gone forever. And yeah, so protagonist gets thrown down this abyss and oh, surprise, he ends up waking up where all the trash goes down. And he gets
adventures. And the adventure begins.
Yeah, basically that's what we can tell you from this quick beginning of volume one. There's a little bit more, but that would be getting into spoilers. So if that weird review from mine, I need to get better in my quick summaries.
That's all right. Practice. We're both new at all of this, so practice will make perfect. We'll get better, and y'all will enjoy and. It will stick with us. It's gonna get good.
Yeah. So if you probably I will throw some spoilers here.
Hold up! This is a whole spoiler alert. I'm not gonna lie to you. If you don't want to be spoiled, you don't want to be hitting the feels with any upcoming spoilers, I suggest you stop listening right now. Like right now. Just don't do it. Just stop. Like seriously. Stop. Like, all right, you know what? You want to carry on listening? Don't say I didn't warn you.
And then come back. or listen, if you don't mind spoilers and you want full reviews, because I know people who are like that.
Yeah.
They don't like to commit to anything without knowing what's actually going on. So
yeah, at the end is volume one. So it's kind of like the You're just getting used to the story before. And yeah, actually, now that I've reread like volume one, there's not much stuff happening besides like introductions of the world.
Yeah.
Like, he gets here to the bottom of the abyss and there's this huge creature made from trash trying to kill him. He gets saved by a guy with a mask who calls himself a cleaner.
A janitor. The translation said, like, I had one that said cleaner, and next one said janitor. So.
Yeah, so it's kind of one of the two. I prefer janitor, so it sounds like cooler.
I think janitor is the official from the official translation.
Yeah, so he kills this thing with an umbrella.
So yeah, looks like a mechanized, spiked up umbrella.
Next thing happens is that this protagonist basically like gets it's how is he called
His name is Rudo,
right? Yes. Yeah. So Rudo gets saved by this new guy called Engine, which I think it's pretty cool for someone
he's called Engine.
And he gets later like thrown into the hands of people who at first seem like really, really friendly because like you're from the world above or the heavens, if you want to call it like that, because I think translation also changes depending on what you call like the sphere or the heavens, whatever, which is like the city that exists on top and the world below is where they get all the trash. Surprise, they hate all the people from heavens and they try to
look that is understandable. That is, I understand their despise of the above people.
100%. If I lived in a world like toxic where I need to use a mask if I go outside cities because people throws like their trash and sometimes trash kill people. Yeah, sometimes people get killed by the trash falling down. I would be mad too.
Yep.
So they try to sell him, and that's when his power awakens and he like transforms stuff into
weapons. Well,
powerful weapons.
Yeah. So the premise, from what I understood, is that his foster dad, Recto, I think.
Yeah, Recto. Yeah, it's weird names.
Yeah, the names here are a bit, but you know, we'll get I think we'll get used to them more we use them. But Recto, I will say Recto for now. Recto, tells him it's telling, but he imbues this philosophy, this idea, this story that if you use stuff, your stuff that is yours and you own it, you imbue it with your energy and your soul. If you take care of it and you love it and you know, you cherish that object that is yours, right?
If I could describe it using another anime, I don't know if you remember, you have seen Bleach.
Have I seen? Sir.
I don't remember, sorry. But yeah, basically it's like a kind of like a full ring stuff.
Yes, yes.
So if it you does. Like, yeah, you get, you imbue your style, your things with care and yeah, like your yes. Yeah.
So your essence, your energy gets imbued into the object.
Yeah.
And Rudo always I think he took it by heart, especially since he had nothing. He was orphaned. His dad was a murderer, like a murderer, I guess. Yes. He was
one of the things that one of the things that I think like got me the most invested in this series is in this manga is like the fact that they're like really crude. Like they tell us like, yeah, his dad was a murderer and he basically burned his hands or something like that. That's why his hands are like completely destroyed, and that's why he uses gloves, because they look bad and they hurt if they are not covered.
Correct. Yes. And I'm like, okay, so this kid he already was poor and lived in slums, and then to have a dad that is a terrible person, seems abusive because his hands were burned and he murdered people. And his dad got thrown into the trash abyss, let's call it that. And then he ends up in the slums with no one likes him and calls him weird because his hands are burned because he doesn't show his hands. And and also his dad is a well-known murderer, right?
Yep.
And he's poor, so he doesn't fit in to the rich part of the community because, you know, he's poor and his dad is a murderer and he murdered people there also. So he has nothing. He is orphaned on all sides of the civilization here.
Yeah.
And someone takes him in and gives him an object, these gloves, right? To help him cover his hands, protect his hands, and he show him love he never have been showed before. And so this boy now all his essence and what he knows or what he could understand as love, he puts into caring for these gloves, right?
Yeah.
If I understood that part of the story right.
Yep, no, that's basically what I understood. Okay,
so now these gloves has his essence, has his rage also, because he's angry. This kid is angry. Also understandable.
Yeah.
Understandable that he's an angry kid. He's being shunned by everything, and he puts his love into rescuing broken objects that all it needs is like a sew up, a fix up, and they're good to go again.
Yeah.
And he has one friend that's a girl that, you know, befriended him and thinks he's kind because he's, you know, he rescues like little trinkets and makes new stuff with them.
Yep.
And what stared, I knew it was like in some way I felt it was coming in a place because I didn't know. But what tore me apart was him losing the last real protector, right? So when Redco got killed,
yeah,
I was like, ah, damn.
No, yeah, I think the first chapter is pretty intense because, yeah, we see like his life is like shit,
literally.
Yeah. And then his only like close person gets killed by a random guy who has like this another mask and like who's like, yeah, like hooded or something.
Yes,
and then everyone blames him, and he's only like pseudo friend, like quote unquote friend, this little girl that you talked, she's like, yeah, before she was like, yeah, I like you a lot because you're pretty cool and we're friends and I'm not gonna judge you never. And after he's framed by that, the girl is like, yeah, I knew you were a killer because you're the son of a killer and you're a bad person and you deserve to be thrown away. And it's like,
yeah, that broke my heart, man.
Why?
That I was like, how did she turn on him so quickly? I was like, God. I was like, oh, man, I don't understand. And it's like only the first volume is like, what, five chapters?
Four chapters.
Four chapters. In those four chapters, my heart got broken. I hated everyone except for the young boy, Rudo.
Yeah, I think the only two I like in the first two episodes is just basically Rudo and Engine, because Engine, like I said, the name is cool, so that's enough for me to be like, yeah, I like this guy.
Like, in the first two chapters, I already hate the society. I hate this little girl now, and I feel and my heart breaks because Regto is already gone.
And, it's funny how this story of like makes you hate both worlds, like both the world in heaven, both the world, the underworld.
The underworld and the top world are just as bad as the other. I'm like, how did we get here?
No, but yeah. I think it's a pretty interesting story up to now. Like for volume one, it's like I said, pretty much like introductions to power system, which is mm-hmm. the giver ability, like the ones we talked like type of Fullbring mm-hmm. from Bleach. And like the both worlds, like both like systems. And yeah, we know that Rudo wants to go back to the top. That's his goal.
His goal is to find the killer, go to the top and find Redco's killer.
Yep. Basically that's
his goal. And that's also a commendable goal. Because he has nothing else to live for. Like, let's be honest.
It's either that or basically, yeah, just
right.
Like go in a corner and cry.
Right. And since he doesn't really know how to do that, all he has is his anger now. His anger
and a new power.
And his new power. So yes, I don't know how I feel about Angie yet. I mean, his name is cool. His name is cool, yes. I think the way he goes about things is a bit a bit harsh.
Yeah.
But then again, he does not know Rudo's backstory. He just sees this kid that fell down and defeated something that he thought would kill this kid, and when he has something familiar about him, I'm going to take him under my wing, quote unquote.
Yep. So, going back to the manga in general, what did you think, like, from the art?
So, art-wise, yes. I found the art intense, and I loved it. I loved the intensity of the art, because it made me just want to, like, flip the page. I'm like, how this mangaka is going to express his rage, how it's gonna look on the page, because the point of views are very extreme. Like the viewpoints are where how the character is looking, how they're expressing emotions. Everything is in the extremes.
Yeah.
So I wonder how it would look when he's not raging, but he's always raging. I think that's him. He's always angry.
Mm-hmm.
So the way she depicts Rudo is going to be like his viewpoints of how she draws him from up or down or from the sides will be in like an extreme viewpoint horizon type thing. So, you know, the angles will be a bit weird, but expressive, and I like it. I enjoyed. I find it very, very much intriguing how she depicts what's going on, because the world is also extreme.
Yeah,
it's like two extremes. Even the top and the bottom is two extremes, but on the top there's also two extremes. There's like the really rich, and they have everything, and they just drop. Discard of everything every second, and the slums that they're like literally hanging on for their lives to their stuff. And then there's the third world, the abyss world that they don't know, the tops don't know exist, or maybe they do. Well, some on the tops. There's the world underneath, and they have their extremes, you know.
Yeah.
There's the trash world where the trash monsters are just causing havoc. And then there's the where the people live and having to deal with, you know, the day-to-day life of walking around with masks sometimes if you want to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's it's cool that you can feel the extremes in the drawing also.
Yeah, and I also like that it's like pretty bold lines. Like everything's like kind of overcharged with shadows and lines. And it's like, yeah, you can feel that. Like when there's like a negative emotion, you can see a lot of darkness. Mm-hmm. And that's what that's kind of the things that I liked from Soul Eater and Fire Force. And
yes.
Like the quote unquote predecessor, because different mangaka, but spiritually successed.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like really interesting how she depicts the lines, like everything bold and everything like really, really marked. And yeah, I think it's pretty interesting. There's a lot of like Mel said, there's a lot of emotions, and like everything is like exaggerated, every smile, every surprise. It's pretty cool, not in a like fun way, but in an interesting way.
Yeah.
And I think people should like really, really, if you like stories like Soul Eater and Fire Force, and like something different from the usual mainstream
styles, shonen. Yes.
Yeah, like the usual mainstream shonen, like, yeah. So I think it's pretty worth a read. And it's, until now, it's 89 chapters, I think.
Yeah, so it's a good thing you can like read in, you can catch up in like 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to catch up. And once you start the story, at least after the 4 chapters that I reread, because I'm up to date, it's like, yeah, I want to read again. It's pretty cool, and I would like to continue.
Yeah,
like,
so we're going to, yeah. I'm also with Diego. I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this, and I am hopping on the, y'all need to give this manga here a read, give it a try. It's different. It has essence of things we know, so it's not full strange, it's not out of the realm of strangeness, but it's still different enough to be intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like people to like just give it a try. It's like you said, like Diego said, it's like only 86, 87 chapters. So we will review chapter volume 2 and 3 for sure, because I'm almost done with those. So we'll be back with that next podcast episode.
Yep.
But yes, our review is check out the art. The art style is, I love it. It's the, I love the extreme. I love the heavy shadows, the hard lines, you know, the spots where you can feel, you feel the darkness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can feel the darkness. You can feel the rage. I feel his rage and anxiety when I watch, and it's only four chapters. Can you imagine how extreme they will get, knowing how much more he has to deal with? Yeah. So
if you did like a review and give it a chance, let us know.
Yes.
If you want to continue reviewing, and what did you think of this manga that is kind of new? Because it's, in my opinion, it's great.
So yes, if you've read it or are going to read it, just leave a message under our post of this podcast. Just tell us what you think about it. Hit us up if you have questions about the manga itself or any other questions. You can find this podcast dropped on all, I think almost all the places you can find podcasts now. So, but you know, the big names, you know, Spotify and Apple podcast stores are the big names that most people use these days. You can find me on Instagram with Art Rogue Mel, and on the place formerly known as Twitter, ArtRogue_Mel. You can hit me up if you want to chat anime, manga. I think those are the most things I spend most of my time doing. Hey, you want to talk about crochet? I'm also doing that now a lot. So, and I do that watching anime, so we can do that. And Diego, where they can...
Yes, basically, I only exist in... I'm just a figment of your imagination. But if you want to talk with me, I'm on Twitter, now X, as Cerealian Sniper, like Cereal, Cerealian Sniper. And I basically like to talk about anime, manga. I'm kind of a huge Dragon Ball fan. So yeah, basically I can talk of any manga or anime, but my go-to is usually Dragon Ball.
He is very knowledgeable, my people. This is why I'm happy he's back, because he fills in the knowledge that I am missing. Yes, I am still, even though it's now been what, 10 years that I've been into like really watching manga, reading manga, watching anime, I still feel like I'm eons behind Diego.
So, there were some dark times, Mel, where I only watched anime.
Them dark times, I call them good times.
It's been like 17, 18 years since I started like hardcoring anime, manga.
Okay, so yes, this was our review of the Gaichakuta manga volume 1.
You almost got it, yeah. Volume
yes,
one.
And so close, so close. I'm hesitating. I just need to feel it and go at it. Anyway, before we go back on the rampage, thank you for listening, and we're back, me and Diego.
We'll surely be here for a while.
Yes. We'll be reviewing and having new episodes about other mangas and anime. So subscribe, press the like button, press the bell, all the things people say on the socials. Follow us so you can be updated with what we're doing next. Thank you, and until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Anime's Most Wanted podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all our socials that are linked in the description. Take care, and we'll see you next episode.